Rebecca Carley, different perspective. Had Dr. M.D. Sherry Tenpenny on, who was in Mexico yesterday. M.D. Dr. Bill Deagle joined us as well. Dr. Rebecca Carley and lots of your calls and a recap. I've got some other news that isn't bird flu potential pandemic. I keep calling it bird flu because it's more akin to that than swine flu. It's a designer virus, no doubt of that. In fact, I keep mentioning this, and I haven't done it in the last 3 hours. Next segment to introduce Dr. Rebecca Carley, we're going to play that little CNN clip with the top general, retired, saying, we need to look at this being bred in the lab. That is coming up. But Amer in Canada, you had another point you were going to make about what's in the newspaper there in Canada.
Yeah, so I'm just reading today's Ottawa Citizen here, and it's saying that there's five suspected Ottawans being monitored, and they flew in from Mexico. So nothing really big yet here, but I just wanted to make that point. The third thing I wanted to ask is probably to one of the doctors there, is you mentioned oil of oregano yesterday and colloidal silver and a lot of great things. Now, I've never experienced oil of oregano before, and I'm sure a lot of people haven't, or colloidal silver, and I'm just wondering what's the best method of administrating this stuff, and I'll gladly take my answer off the air. Thank you very much, Alex. We love you here in Ottawa.
All right, thank you, sir. I'm not going to practice medicine here on air. Now, I've had these medical doctors on, and I mean, I've been looking at this for years, and especially I have children who try to find out what to have in the cupboard. You know, I bring up elderberry, which is an antiviral. That can also, they say, trigger with certain things an autoimmune response, which is actually what kills healthy people. But, again, I'm not practicing medicine here. I'm just telling you what the doctors have said and what I do myself. Colloidal silver, the smallest nanoparticles you can get are important. I wouldn't take it all the time or you can build up the metal in your body and get a blue tinge to your skin, literally. But, you know, taking it when you're sick, medical doctors say is good. Smaller the particle, the better. Very powerful antibiotic and antiviral. Oil of oregano, just full of vitamin A and others. But if you put one drop in water, it's like super strong when you're drinking. It's kind of like peppers, though. You get used to it once you've, I mean, I can like drink Tabasco now. And it doesn't, well, just like oil of oregano, I can take quite a bit of it. Very powerful. There's also a lot of raw garlic. Or lots of it cooked, roasted garlic, you know, put it in the oven with a little bit of oil under it. So it's like butter. I don't put butter on bread, folks. I probably got horrible breath, but whatever. Take that garlic out, put it on the bread. So good. That's really good for you. Lots of water, lots of sleep, and just loving God and being happy. But if it really starts breaking out and killing people in the U.S. and other places, don't put your kids in school. You got to stay home. I mean, if it starts killing people. But, I mean, the flu every year kills 30-something thousand. I keep saying 15 because most doctors say it's really about half the number. But 30-something thousand people die of it. Why are they – why all the fear over this? Is it just a political distraction? Let's hope, as bad as that is, that that's it. Let's go to another call here. Don in PA, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. This is Don in Pennsylvania. I just stumbled across a little news item I didn't hear you mention in the last 2 days. It's on Forbes.com. It's a cross post from Reuters dated 48 hours ago.
And that's the head of Homeland Security saying that, let me guess, that's her saying, hey, don't, even if this flu doesn't kill you, the next one will.
Well, the exact title is, yes, Napolitano says U.S. should prepare for new flu outbreak soon, even if this one fizzles out. It's still posted on Forbes.com, but if you hit the link to go to it, it is now restricted and you cannot access the story.
I know. That's amazing. I first saw that Sunday after a press conference, and they were all admitting it was a whole article. Then later I went back, and it was just her blurb at the top, and I've never seen a Reuters statement like that. But I think we were taping her Sunday. We ought to go pull that up from the actual press conference, or somebody should put that on YouTube. I appreciate your call. Anything else, Don?
That's it for the moment. Just keep up the fantastic work. Thank you.
Yeah, we're trying our best here, sir. Thank you so much for all your support. Please spread the word about the radio show. People are ready to listen right now, and they need to hear the wide spectrum of information to make up their own mind. We're not even saying what's happening here. We're just pointing out what's happened in the past and what's going on.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascist.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
One 800-259-9231. We got 52 minutes left in this broadcast today. Jason Burmes will be back live tonight on the GCN Radio Network and out of my studio simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv from the chair I'm sitting in this studio, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. That's 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. That is 7 to 10 Pacific. That is 8 to 11 Mountain. So 9 to midnight tonight, and if big things develop, I will also be in studio for part of that with him, where I'll call in on the show. I was on Coast to Coast AM last night until 4 a.m. Central, so I don't know if I'll be staying up late tonight. But that was certainly a very informative transmission as well. George Norrie's got a lot of courage to let me and Steve Quayle on there to break down the history of government-sponsored terror and the obsession with biological weapons and the past things they've done. I don't know how he's able to have 16 million listeners tonight and get out what he does. He's the only show out there that's mainstream and big, second biggest radio show in the world, only second only to Limbaugh, where, and actually just never tells you what you can or can't say, never censors. We just want to thank George Norrie and email him and let him know I appreciate what he's done for this radio show as well on our websites. I mean, I would say 20% of our growth, I mean, we owe probably 20% of everything we've been able to do to George Norrie. He's been interviewing me for 5.5 years now. He took that show in a different direction, and he calls it the entertainment when he's doing the chupacabras and ghost stories and stuff. And he goes, then we do serious shows. And he'll say, this is a serious show tonight. And so he's really taken that show in a different direction. I mean, it's still got a lot of wild stuff. My grandma stays up late at night listening to it. She enjoys it all. It's a lot better than what's on TV. But so I'm not knocking what he does. The point is that he's taken it in a really good direction and just an amazing courage. We appreciate George Norrie, so I'm thanking him here on air. I really don't really give credit where it's due. I'm just so focused on the mission. But to be able to get out the truth to 16 million people about what's happening was amazing. I want to go to Forrest and Lauren and Gabriel and Joe and many others. We're going to get to you quickly. We've got drcarley.com. That's her website, drcarley.com, Rebecca Carley. She is a surgeon. She is a medical doctor. Her son was given vaccines and got brain damage from it. That woke her up. She went down the rabbit hole. There's big organizations now of doctors that have been damaged, their children damaged by this, that are now fighting it. But the last time she was on, just a month ago, she was saying, I think they're going to launch bird flu, and I could see them gearing up for it, and all the preparations, and the vaccines are bioweapons. And I thought, you know, we need to get her on for her perspective, watching this and seeing what's going on. You know, we just had somebody who's really a virologist, Dr. Deagle, did a lot of research in that. I'm going to Google his name and see him back in the 90s in news articles, you know, in programs and research. But it's good to have Dr. Rebecca Carley on with us today to take your calls. Dr. Carley, I have no idea what your view is on this. We've got you on here to get different perspectives kind of in this think tank environment we're in. For everybody listening at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the AM and FM listeners and places like Chicago and Miami and the Bay Area into San Francisco, for people listening all over the world, shortwave and satellite right now, what do you think's going on?
Well, thank you very much for inviting me on again, Alex. And there's no question in my mind that this is an intentional release. And I was listening to you earlier as you were talking about how this is now a distraction from the investigation into the Bush administration's torture commands. And isn't that convenient that now everybody's forgetting about, you know, what we should be having now in this country, a version of the Nuremberg war trials. Now, instead, we're all focused on this emerging pandemic. And just the fact that it's got all these different particles in it from bird and human and swine, where else could this have been made but in the laboratory? It's self-evident, in my opinion.
And then it's not even in the regular flu season. The real flus come from east to west. In the few other cases, it originates in North America on U.S. military bases. The last two swine flu outbreaks, 1918, 1976, then the vaccines result in all those deaths. That's not even debated. That's in the Encyclopedia Britannica. How do you see it killing all these people in Mexico, but not killing people here yet? And it's killing healthy people in areas that aren't overcrowded and diseased like Mexico City. I mean, what makes you think this is a controlled bioweapon release? And where does your gut, Dr. Carley, tell you this is going?
Well, because they've been telling us for how many years now, at least a few years, it's not a matter of if, but when. And they've been stockpiling bird flu vaccines. As we talked about on the last show of yours that I was on, this Baxter release of the bird flu virus combined with the human virus, I think that was their intention, was to go the bird flu route. But even though the mainstream media blacked out that information from this country, there's too many shows such as yours that covered it. So they had to, you know, go to plan B.
And by the way, I'm going to interrupt you. I now just remembered exactly what you said last time you were on about a month ago. In fact, somebody left there listening ought to pull up, but I did two interviews with her in the last few months. The last one about a month ago. Maybe, Dr. Carley, you've got the date. Or get Rob to give me the date she was on so people can find it easy. You said, I believe it's already been released. I believe we're going to see a pandemic or at least a big scare out of this because they admitted they mixed it with 18 different countries' vaccines, live bird flu. Then suddenly people were dying that were in government care and people were getting arrested saying they were ordered by unnamed pharmaceutical companies to inject people with this even though they knew it was deadly, but then the big pharma doesn't get in trouble. You said they were launching it. You unequivocally said this is it. A month ago. How did you, know that?
Because I've been following these minions for forever, and I know what they're up to. The Centers for Disease Creation, we have 1,088 level 3 biowarfare labs in this country. They are making these viruses. And a matter of fact, I just want to mention, I've been monitoring the mainstream media to see what's going on. And yesterday, they had a news conference with a bunch of talking heads from the CDC, et cetera, on Fox. And a question was asked by a reporter, how do we know that this was not a bioweapon attack? And immediately Fox News ended the news conference and they brought it back to one of their, you know, talking head journalists and he changed the subject. Now, that's the question people should be asking since they've been warning us. Oh, Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. Oh, we've been all scared about this possible bioweapon attack that any of these terrorists could launch on us. How come nobody's asking that question?
By the way, you were on March 12th, and we need to go pull that clip when you said, I believe they've launched the attack. And then I went and listened to some other interviews with you and some shows you've done, and you weren't normally that alarmist. So I was like, wow, she was serious. Really shook me. And I started, you know, saying I believe that this was in the cards. So I agree with you, and just having you back, I'm remembering what you said.
Well, if I could just comment, I don't consider myself alarmist. Unfortunately, the truth is very ugly at this point. But what I tell people is don't be afraid. The main thing you need to do is not allow them to inject you with a vaccination. And I heard you talking before with Dr. Deagle. There's many natural things that you can do to protect yourself. As a matter of fact, you can put colloidal silver in it, breathe in the silver vapor, and direct it directly to your lungs, and that will help protect you. So it's not a matter of being alarmist. It's a matter of waking up and realizing paying our taxes for this genocidal agenda that they publish right on the Georgia Guidestones. They want to decrease the world population to 500 million, and it's happening right now before our eyes. We have to see it so that we can protect our family.
Let's go ahead and play this clip I've been talking about all day. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This is CNN last night with a top general. Let me just pull up. I forget the pronunciation of his name. It's got a French mark on the last letter. How do you pronounce it? Bonnery. Yeah, this is General Bonnery. What, a three-star general retired, saying we need to look at this being made in the lab. Let's go ahead and play that audio, John.
But, you know, the key question we've got to ask is, we think it came from Mexico. That is the conventional wisdom of most folks. The next question is, how did it start in Mexico? Where did it emanate from? We've been able to find that out in all previous pandemics. The question now is to get at the heart of how did this start. Did it start from the occasion of viruses come together? Or was it, did it come out of a lab? I mean, all those questions have to be answered.
Studying this and interviewing literally scores of virologists and doctors and researchers over the years, they're all saying this is telltale designer virus, a lab virus, and they're calling it a swine flu, and that's only a very small part of it.
Well, I totally agree with you, and what I encourage your listeners to do is go to PBS.org, the propaganda broadcasting station, and get the DVD Killer Flu, where they actually talk about how they dug up the dead bodies in Alaska so that they could deconstruct the virus that they called the 1918 Spanish flu. And it's admitted right on this, DVD, this Jeffrey Toffenberger said, and I quote, "If we can shed light on why the 1918 virus was so lethal and understand the genetic basis of that, that info can be applied to the emergence of new influenza strains." Now, what does that mean, applied to the emergence of new influenza strains? If you read between the lines, it means we can take that virus and combine it with others and emerge a new killer virus. And that's what they're doing.
Well, they admit that the cover for the huge bioweapons program that's 100 years old in this nation has been, quote, research for cures. And if anybody just Googles biowarfare, ancient biowarfare, you'll get all the university text and books that have been written on it with the Greeks, you know, 3,500 years ago, and the Hittites 4,000 years ago, and the Egyptians 3,000 years ago, and the Romans 2,000 years ago, and in the Middle Ages, and the Mongols in China using bioweapons on their enemies. And then today the public's like, oh, there's no such thing as bioweapons from governments. It's only little men in caves. And then the last big bio attack we had in 2001, the anthrax attacks, the White House admits they were on Cipro to fight it. 3 weeks before it popped up, it turned out to be the most weaponized version of anthrax ever seen. It's the certified, patented U.S. government Fort Detrick, Maryland variant. So they just have the MO, the history, the past. They get the gain out of it, get the power. These vaccine companies. Dr. Carley, let's talk about where you see all this going when we get back as we track the latest developments and information. We're trying to confirm right now at Press TV saying the World Health Organization is set to raise the swine flu alert to level 5. That's forced inoculations and martial law.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
The globalists are openly setting up their world government. They got one life and they want to live it up. They're taking their fight to the people of the planet. Will the public break the spell and stand up and say no? That is up to you, ladies and gentlemen. You make the decision. All right. Let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. And if you think I'm going to sit around while the New World Order carries out these operations, you're thinking like a fool. Let's go ahead and talk to Forrest in Texas. Forrest, you're on the air. Welcome.
Howdy, Alex. Great to be on the show.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah. Well done last night on the Coast to Coast AM. It was great how you and Steve Quayle brought up all the documented evidence and putting all the pieces together, how it's all interconnected of what's going on and when and where and how and why it's all going on.
Now, that was a fast-paced show. I mean, me and Steve were like piranhas with the information.
Absolutely. Now, yes, this bioengineered vaccine flu, I mean, things that's been going on, well, it's taking people's minds off of all the other bad news. Now, at the same time, our only choice is to have these tough times making us stronger. So to forgive past friends and neighbors and relatives and just show unconditional love and to get over all these
people release hormones, as the doctor can attest, under stress. Women don't feel good about themselves. Men are trying to, people are insecure. It's really a depressing thing. Need to feel good, feel happy. That boosts the immune system. Need to get plenty of sleep. Dr. Carley, as an MD, can you give folks some advice on, ways to boost their immune system, get sleep, oil of oregano? What do you say from your research?
Well, there's never been a more important time to detoxify yourself. And I do consults for people to teach them how to do that on an individual level. But now's the time to make sure you have access to organic food that is critically important, good water, stay away from the white coats and all of their drugs, because all of these drugs have psychiatric side effects. And that's something that people don't realize. You were talking with Dr. Deagle about the psychiatric effects of Tamiflu earlier. People are under mind control as well from television. There's so many ways that they're bringing us down.
By the way, they admit Tamiflu has a hallucinogen in it. And then, of course, cops go crazy and kids go crazy. And they're going to have cops out on the force on this stuff preemptively so they, quote, don't get it. And they're going to wonder, I mean, this is going to be bad.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have the physician's desk reference right in front of me, 2009 edition. The psychiatric side effects of Tamiflu are delirium, including symptoms such as altered levels of consciousness, confusion, abnormal behavior, delusions, hallucinations, agitation, anxiety, and nightmares. So this is the drug they're trying to tell us that we should take. And one thing I just want to mention, Alex, I haven't heard any of the other guests you've had on the show before ask a question about. What is the vaccine history of all of these people that are getting this strange flu? Were those people in Mexico given some kind of regular flu vaccine? Were these travelers, they're telling us that all these travelers from the states that now have this virus, that they all went to Mexico? Were they told to get a vaccine to go to Mexico?
Well, let me expand on that. The last two big swine flu outbreaks, 76 and 18, as you know, on record, they admit this, were triggered by vaccines. So, and at military bases. So that's the first thing we should be asking.
Yes. And one other thing I just want to inform the listeners, there's something called liposomes that they can make vaccines out of. And I found out about this from my medical dictionary. There's a term, lipovaccines. They can actually take a little shell of lipid and they can put things into that for delayed introduction of the antigen into the body. So there's a very good possibility that they timed this all out, that they could give people lipovaccines with a time-release element to it to deliver the antigen to the person.
Isn't that associated from research with that type of wasp that goes and injects a type of virus that is slow-delayed for after its larva hatches out in the caterpillar?
And if you go to my website, you can see a political cartoon of a white-coated mosquito. I mean, basically, that's what they're doing. So what I suspect is that this was all timed, as I said before. I think they were planning on calling it a bird flu pandemic, but because of the Baxter faux pas, they had to change it now to a combo virus. And I suspect what they're probably going to do, because I've done many shows on this with Dr. Deagle and Dr. Ott, they already have millions of doses of the bird flu vaccine stockpiled. What I suspect they'll do is just change the label, stick on another label, and just give that as well. And that's what's going to kill them.
Well, they've been caught doing that. I mean, the last 6 years, it hasn't even been the right flu vaccine they come up with, but people still line up and take it, and, of course, have their seizures and die. Be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Big problems now, folks. This is just in. It's up on InfoWars.com. Kurt Nemo just sent it to me. They did a bad, bad thing. Because if this thing is person to person like they say it is, and it appears they are covering up just how many people are really sick and in trouble. You know, we've said that if it starts killing people in the U.S. the way it's wildly spreading, then we got a problem. Two L.A. County deaths possible related to swine flu, coroner says. But that's good news. They're not confirming it's from swine flu, but maybe it's a cover-up. Maybe it's hype. You don't know the lying criminal government. The Los Angeles County Coroner's Office is investigating two recent deaths that officials say can be related to the recent global swine flu outbreak. However, no tests have come back positive for the swine flu. Then why are they saying this? And medical examiners have not officially determined the cause of the deaths. Update, 9:30 a.m. Coroner spokesman Craig Harvey said his office will collect specimens from the deceased and send them to the county public department. Are they Hispanic? Because if it's in, this is really going to be a race-specific if it only is killing Hispanics, which was determined whether either person died from the swine flu. If so, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention would be notified, Harvey said. Coroner spokesman Craig Harvey said the Bellflower Medical Center reported the death of 33-year-old Long Beach resident Monday afternoon from symptoms resembling swine flu. The man was taken to the hospital Saturday complaining of shortness of breath and lymphoma, whatever that means. Doctors later diagnosed the patient with pneumonia, Harvey said. And now somebody else has died, but doesn't say who. The man died April 22nd. Let me go ahead and print that for me, guys. Let me go ahead and go to this other one here. And he sent me another one. Oh, boy. We'll continue to track that as it unfolds. Lauren in Colorado, you're on the air with our guest, Dr. Rebecca Carley.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good deal. Praise be to the master intelligence of the universe for letting me be able to speak to you, and praise to you on your good work, Alex. What I wanted to talk about here was these are my own opinions because I'm not a medical professional, but I have studied virology to a certain degree. And I think everybody needs to be very concerned about taking any kind of enforced vaccinations. The reason for that is that basically the strain that's going around is showing to have an extremely good transmissivity. And if by chance there is a H5N1 virus in these vaccinations, well, then the person getting vaccinated is infected with the current strain. Anybody that goes into the hospital and they say, well, let's give you this shot to make you feel better, they're infected with the current strain, and then they get infected with the highly lethal H5N1 strain. Well, through genetic reassortment, which is where the genes of the virus swap, that's probably the fastest way possible.
That's what the scientists and doctors in the Czech Republic were saying when they caught Baxter, excuse me, Bayer does the same stuff, mixing live bird flu weaponized with the regular vaccine, was that was the perfect way to mutate it, then have it injected in the body would mutate again. They are saying the Tamiflu causes it to mutate. Dr. Rebecca Carley, you want to comment on that?
Well, first of all, nobody should be taking anybody. Nobody should be taking any vaccine. I encourage the caller to go to my website, drcarley.com, read some of my documents, especially the document Science of Vaccine Damage. Vaccines don't just give you the infection. They cause a corruption in your immune system that leads to all autoimmune disease, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in people and in pets. These vaccines have the potential to cause the extinction of humanity. This is how serious this insane practice of vaccination is, which is nothing more than medical voodoo. So vaccines do not protect you. They give you the infection. And even if they tell you that the virus is, quote-unquote, attenuated, meaning that it's allegedly made less pathogenic by passing it through different tissue cultures, that's how they get these viruses to combine with viruses in other tissue cultures. And these things can reactivate themselves. If you have any kind of virus in your body and you're injected with a vaccine, just as the caller was saying, these viruses reassort with each other. They combine DNA. They produce new mutants. And this has the potential of causing a huge problem.
Okay, Lauren, thank you for the call. Go ahead, doctor.
Yeah, and that's why what I'm trying to get people to realize is the whole vaccine situation is a scam on its face. And that is what's going to cause all the deaths. I encourage the listeners to check out a book, Vaccination, the Silent Killer, A Clear and Present Danger by Ida Onaroff and Eleanor McBean. They talk about the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic, which was caused by inoculations given.
Hey, Ron Paul in 76 as a doctor was in a book exposing the swine flu, saying it's a premeditated scam to take control of society, to sell vaccines. It's a fraud. It's the vaccines that are hurting you. Let me give folks some new developments here. New York City Health Commissioner, this is Fox News, many hundreds of school students sick with suspected swine flu. We knew this last night from We Are Changers, who have girlfriends and things that are in college. where they're saying, you know, everybody's basically sick. The calls we're getting from Mexico from doctors and others are saying 70% of people are sick. I mean, if you can believe that, that is just unbelievable. City Health Commissioner Thomas Friedman also said Tuesday that many hundreds of school children are sick with suspected cases of swine flu. Bloomberg says the hospitalizations are separate from the outbreak at the private school in Queens. We know somebody at the Queens Hospital that's in hospital from that. The mayor says he hospitalized our children in the Bronx and an adult in Brooklyn. Notice it's always the government training camp where this happens. And you notice nationwide all the, quote, kids, they get their federal funds who hadn't been vaccinated. They've been vaccinated in the last 2 weeks. I bet our bottom dollar that it'll come out in a week or two when nobody's paying attention that the vaccines have triggered this. It's always the same.
Exactly. And I just want to say, I have CNN on in the background right now. We have this minion Napolitano on CNN now, reassuring people that there's no chance that this could possibly be coming from pigs. Now, I want people to also realize that all of the food source animals are inoculated, even farm-raised fish, okay? So here she is on television telling people there's no way that the food products could be causing this. How do they know that?
She's on the television. You should believe the Tell Lie Vision.
Yeah,
speaking of the Tell Lie Vision, punch up CNN real quick for us, the propaganda channel, or C-SPAN. I'll have it. But again, more cases there. Here's another one. Rio Grande City school closed due to swine flu. What's that, guys? Our cable box is out. What do they do with it? Cookie Monster take it? I tell you, that satellite is the cruddiest. We can't get cable where my office is. And these satellites are real pieces of junk. I just want that on record. It says retired Army General Russell Honore on CNN. Again, did swine flu come from lab? Los Angeles probed two possible deaths from swine flu. This is really getting insane. Okay, let's take another call here. Gabriel in New York. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex Jones. This is Gabriel Brown from Long Island, New York, looking at checkerboards in the sky with these chemtrails. But I wanted to give a...
Hey, that's better than Air Force One and the F-16s screaming between the buildings yesterday for a, quote, photo op. Go ahead.
I think that the comments that Joe Biden made months ago might be interesting because he said international incident, which is what we're seeing now. Of course, you got the chemtrails, which are making our immune system... go down. You got, of course, marketing between the TV and Big Pharma. The fact that, I mean, look at the 1980s with the crack cocaine epidemic.
How was the CIA admits they shipped that in. Again, it's just everything criminal comes from this elite. It's just unbelievable how bad they are.
And you have the martial law plans, which you've been following a show for the last 3 years, and the mass graves. I mean, everything you say about the elite is absolutely true. I've read history books. I have family members who work for all these industries. I know exactly what you're talking about. You do not lie about these people. I've been affected by eugenics, and I'm fighting these people on every level I can.
Me too. God bless you. Wait a minute. Look, I wish this wasn't true. Look, I don't want to work 16, 17, 18 hours a day. I worked more than 18 yesterday. I worked 20 hours yesterday. That's not true. I took off for an hour and a half with my parents with my kids over there for dinner, and I even jumped in my parents' hot tub for 20 minutes. But the point is, so I worked 17 hours yesterday, and I want this to stop. I don't like this. It's not fun, but I'm dedicated. I know they're criminal. I know we've got to beat them. We have no future. It's like I'm in a closed container with the water level rising, and I'm going, folks, I can't open the door alone. I need all your help. We need the strength to do it together. And there's all these people with the water raising going, that's not water. I'm not drowning. It's kind of, shut up, conspiracy theorist. And then, you know, it's like going above their head. I'm like, come on, help me open this door. Thank you for the call, sir. God bless you. Any other comments?
Yeah, sure. You do a great job. I want to give a shout-out to my friend Mike Schaefer. We are change, and again, I've been researching this for about 13 years now. I was woken up about 3 years when I came across your show by mistake for a Winamp link. So keep your streams out there. Keep them in random places. People find that stuff, like myself, had no idea.
No, I know. That's how we listen. AM and FM stations getting a lot more shortwave, huge audience all over the world, but our internet, and I appreciate your call, because of our different servers and platforms and the poor man's, you know, way we do this, we're number one on Shoutcast. Number one talk, number one music, number one. That's the big global aggregator that tracks everything. We're number one. And that's not even what half our streams. I mean, it's amazing to have, you know, 30,000 people tuning in just on the internet, because an AM and FM audience is much bigger. Our AM and FM audience is probably 50 times that. You know, one big AM might have 30,000, 40,000 listening at one time. You know, Ted's actually gotten the ratings before. He's a network, so he bought a big aggregate of them just from our affiliates that do subscribe. You only get them from those that subscribe. And 315,000 listeners for 15 minutes is what our AM and FM QM is, or whatever. Or no, it's listening at one time. I forget all the numbers, but it's 315,000 listening every 15 minutes. Then our time spent listening is a lot longer than the average 18 minutes, something like an hour. I mean, it's just amazing, just shy of an hour. And so there's that. Then there's shortwave, internet, and hundreds of thousands tune in on the web. But the cool part about the web is it's spread out. It's a small audience compared to all our other AM and FMs and shortwave, but it's people spread everywhere. You know, Mexico City and South Korea and Japan and Russia and Germany and Canada and everywhere. I mean, you know, every time there's a mass shooting at Blacksburg, we had a guy across the street, you know, as it was happening. You know, it just, whatever it is, we've got the listeners. It's so amazing. Let's take another call. Dr. Rebecca Carley on the line with us. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in California. Go ahead, Joe.
Alex, how are you?
Good.
How are you doing, Alex?
Good.
Listen, I have, unfortunately, my brother got caught over there, but he's in Cozumel. He left before this whole nonsense of the designer virus took place, and he called. I spoke to him yesterday, and basically, he just about an hour before he spoke, early in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, the hotel employees at the resort at Cozumel were inoculated. They were required to take vaccinations because of what was going on in the mainland in Mexico.
Yeah, we've been confirming that. That's probably what's giving it to him. Go ahead.
Of course.
That's number one. Number two, I told him, my brother says, you know, I woke him up years ago, and he said, he asked the employee, hey, can you let me know what the name of the vaccine that they gave you? I'm interested in knowing what it was. So we're trying to find that. He hasn't called me. Secondly, you know, with all this throwing around, and I'm sure you remember this, I was the one that you posted my article, the author. It was entitled, Is Joe Biden a Fortune Teller of Terror? You remember his famous, that particular article. I talked about how he said, mark my words, it will not be 6 months before the world tests Barack Obama. Likely, like they did JFK. Remember I said, standing here in your room, if you do not hear anything else that I said, watch, we are going to have an international crisis, a generated crisis, to test the metal of this guy. Obviously, I first thought it was a financial crisis, but the way this is going, could this be it? Is this what Mr. Biden, you know, had foreknowledge of?
Look, that was through a group of donors. He didn't know that was being recorded, just like when Obama said, don't worry, we're going to get their guns, you know, these Bible-clutching, gun-clutching, these bitter clingers. And, yeah, no. I mean, look, my gut tells me it's staged. I just can't tell whether it's a real mega pandemic or not. But imagine the slavery of that. Here in the U.S. and in Mexico, they're just telling employees and medical workers and police, you got to take this shot, when there's no way they've got a vaccine for this unless they already had released it and knew it was coming. Dr. Carley, I mean, in every other major case, it's the vaccines that are doing this. This stinks to high heaven, what he's saying about his brother. And I'm familiar with your article, sir. It was a great story. His brother in Cozumel.
Yes, it's self-evident. How could they possibly have a vaccine ready to go? The only way they could have a vaccine ready is if they made the virus in the first place, most likely released it through a vaccine, as I said. We have to find out where those victims in Mexico, Canada, wherever, the United States, who allegedly traveled to Mexico, did they get a flu vaccine before they left? I'm sure the answer is probably yes. And then they're telling people, we have a vaccine for you to take. Just that alone should make these people start asking questions. Wait a minute, how could you have made a vaccine? And how could you have tested it to see if it was safe? As we discussed on the show last time I was on, these homeless people in Poland, many of them died after they were tested with this bird flu vaccine. So how do we know we're not just having another mass experiment right now with this vaccine?
I agree. We need an article saying, how do we know this isn't another bad vaccine or by design, and then tie it into all the deaths and all the past things that have happened. Going back to Joe in California, anything else, sir?
Yeah, one quick question, Alex. You're the one that posted it, and I haven't heard much about it, and I listen to you every day. What happened to that video clip that you posted with regards to Dr. John Carlo, who stated in his press conference, whether he did so intentionally or it slipped out, whichever the case may have been, about this so-called swine flu was cultured, quote-unquote, in a laboratory?
No, I mean, that was all over the news. It's just in the archives of the site. I think the headline on that was that this flu is a mix of a rare mix of other viruses, and that was in Dallas. He was the medical examiner saying, but you could say that meant we've cultured it and it's this, or they grew it in a lab. But now we have a general on CNN saying openly it could have been made in a lab.
The video clip was put up by you. I saved it, and when I tried to send it to somebody, it had been taken off. That's why I'm bringing it up. Maybe you can just keep posting it.
We got 1.5 people running InfoWars, and it's probably some program problem or something, but we'll repost that video. In fact, email Kurt and ask him to repost that medical examiner clip. Final segment straight ahead. Stay with us in Jason Burmese tonight, 9 to midnight. 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, the Info Warrior with the one, the only, Burmese. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Yeah, we're going to jam you in here right at the end. Dr. Rebecca Carley, I wanted to tell you about two quick sponsors that make this show possible that I also believe in. One of them is New Silver Solution. What can you do to keep you and your family safe from resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Well, you've heard all these medical doctors tell you, colloidal silver. Is there something that can kill bacteria that is safe and can be used on a daily or weekly basis? The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticulate solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. It is non-toxic to humans and animals. The new silver solution is patented and has been extensively tested. Protect yourself and your family now. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Or check out the banner on Infowars.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Check them out today. And one more of our fine sponsors is Home Gain, HomeGain.com. You can go there and find out how much your house is worth for free. Put it in there, and it tells you what the current real estate value is. It's got all these home maximizers for free that tell you the most inexpensive home improvements to do that massively increase, you know, compared to what you put in. The home value, that is HomeGain.com. Look for Max the Orange Home Gain Gorilla to help you with any real estate needs when you're on Infowars.com. You can see the little icon there at the top of the page. You'll love this site, HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Okay, let's take a few final calls. Kelly in Virginia, then Roland. Roland of Gilead. Go ahead. You're on the air, Kelly.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
My question is, I'm standing out on my deck right now, and since I woke up this morning, they have been viciously spraying chemtrails over Richmond. Some of them are flying very low. Some are flying very high. My question is there any way possible that the swine flu could be dropped via that way?
Generally, they spray it at below 2,000 feet when they want to hit you, but they can spray, and they've done government tests that are declassified, thousands of miles away to hit a certain area of the jet stream where it dumps. There's only key areas where the jet stream comes down to close to sea level. Dr. Carly?
I totally agree. They could be delivering this in many ways, but the most dangerous way is through a needle. And so that's why people have to do everything they can to get their immune system working. And my most important message to the listeners is do not take the vaccine, no matter what they threaten you with. If enough of us just say no, what are they going to do?
They stage a big crisis. They hype it. They try to get people to go along with what they're doing to set the precedent of their control. Get the word out to everybody what's really going on. And a great place is, again, this radio show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, Kelly. Roland in Nevada, you're on the air.
That's kind of interesting. I totally forgot about the chemtrails, but yesterday, I'm here in Nevada, actually, and I was driving out. I've noticed that they've been putting chemtrails on the west side of the skies. The last couple months, it's been here and there, but yesterday specifically, I went out in the afternoon around 10, 11 o'clock, and chemtrails, I noticed there was a massive amounts of them. And just to make this quick, by 6, 8 p.m., well, I'd say before sundown, so probably about 6 or 7, there was a massive, I looked up and I said, wow, I never saw a tower of a cloud that high here. And it's actually not a cloud that I'm looking at. And I noticed a couple more planes, and it's actually completely consumed the valley. And it's amazing. But anyways, back to my point. Alex, I want to thank you for everything that you've been doing. Came across some things. I know a lot of Bible readers listen to your show as well. And I came across a video on YouTube. This guy was basically breaking down the scriptures of the Bible.
Okay, tell us the video because the show's over.
Sorry.
Tell us the video. The show's over.
Oh, man, I wish I had a link for you.
Okay, listen, we're out of time. Call me back tomorrow. I want to thank Dr. Carly for joining us. The website is drcarly.com. Dr. Rebecca Carly, we'll talk to you again soon as this develops. We are preparing for the worst and hoping for the best here. Thank you so much, Dr. Carly.
Thank you, Willis.
All right, retransmission starts now. Jam-packed first hour on the streams. Inform your friends and family. They can tune in right now at the InfoWars Restreams on the audio. God bless.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.